be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Let's see the main events and messages of our mother in Akita, Japan in 1973 to the religious Agnes Sasagawa of the Institute of Servants of the Blessed Sacrament. The bishop says verbatim in his pastoral letter, "Among the mysterious events that occurred with respect to the statue of the Virgin of Akita, we can mention the blood that flowed from her right hand, something as if it were sweat that ran in such a large quantity that it was necessary to wipe it dry, sweat that gave off mild odors. The most remarkable thing was the water that ran from the eyes, as if they were human tears. This tearfulness began in January 1975 and continued until September 15, 1981. In total, there were 101 tears. I was a witness four times, along with about 500 people who saw it as well. Twice, I licked this water that ran from the eyes, and I could confirm that it was salty, like the tears of a human being. According to the analysis done by Professor Sagasaka of the Akita School of Medicine, it was found that it was a liquid from the human body. The water was coming out from where there is none. This goes beyond human means. The intervention of a force superior to man is necessary. And furthermore, it is not only water. It is a human liquid that runs from the eyes like tears, and this more than 100 times during several years, in front of numerous eyewitnesses. It is not a trick. Many stories speak of miraculous cures from cancer and other diseases carried out through the Blessed Virgin Mary. One of them was the sudden healing of a woman in Korea. This person fell into a coma in July 1981 due to a cancerous brain tumor, and she led a completely vegetative life. The Virgin of Akita appeared to her and told her that she had no need to lie down and that she would soon be able to get up. And this is what happened. She got up totally cured of her illness. X-rays certified the complete healing of this woman. Another case was the cure of Sasagawa's own deafness. On June 6, 1973, the Virgin Mary told her, "Do the effects of your deafness make you suffer a lot? You will certainly heal. Be patient. Does the wound on your hand hurt? Pray in reparation for all men." On August 3, 1973, the Virgin Mary told her, "My son and I wish that everyone, through their sufferings and poverty, can repair the sins and ingratitude of men. The Father is very angry, and he prepares to punish the whole humanity." On October 13th of that same year, "If men do not repent and improve, the Father will send a terrible punishment to all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the flood, something never seen. Fire will fall from the sky and wipe out much of humanity. The survivors will find themselves desolate and envy the dead. The only weapons that will remain will be the Holy Rosary and the sign left by my son. Pray the Holy Rosary every day. As you pray it, pray for the Pope, bishops, and priests. The work of the devil will infiltrate even the interior of the church in such a way that cardinals will be seen against cardinals and bishops against bishops. The devil will be especially implacable with souls consecrated to God. The thought of the loss of so many souls is the cause of my sadness." Sister Sasagawa was cured in an instant of her deafness on May 30th, 1982, at the time of the blessing of the Blessed Sacrament. That afternoon, she called me on the phone and we talked normally. I have known Sister Sasagawa for 10 years. She is an ordinary woman, frank and open-minded, and she cannot be found to have any pathological traits. Therefore, you cannot think that her messages are the fruit of her imagination. The studies done so far do not allow denying the supernatural facts of the supernatural mysterious events regarding the image of the Holy Virgin in the Institute of the Servants of the Eucharist in the village of Yuzawadai of the town of Sogawa in the city of Akita, and nothing is found that is contrary to faith and morals. Consequently, I do not prohibit all devotion to Our Lady of Akita in my diocese. It is interesting to note that the wooden image of the Virgin Mary in Akita was a copy of the Lady of All Nations, who appeared in Amsterdam, Holland. An extraordinary phenomenon that occurred in the image of Akita was her metamorphosis. That is, the expression on her face had miraculously changed. The sisters of the convent called the sculptor who had made it, and he said, "Two things caught my attention. The cheeks that I had carved had been lowered, and the face had been refined. It was a more penetrating expression due to the change in the level of the cheeks." According to Sister Agnes Sasagawa, the Virgin Mary taught her to pray after each mystery of the Holy Rosary, the prayer that she had taught to the three little shepherds at Fatima. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, preserve us from the fire of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, and especially those most in need of your mercy. The guardian angel of the Sister Agnes Sasagawa often prayed the Holy Rosary with her. She says that her guardian angel's voice was beautiful, but the voice of the Virgin Mary had something more divine. The voice of the guardian angel seemed a song, and the voice of the Virgin Mary seemed a prayer. It is also important to note that the Virgin's tears have been seen by millions of Japanese on television. The bishop declared that it was a true miracle. Here in Akita, the Virgin Mary, as in so many other places, warns us of the terrible disasters that threaten humanity if men do not repent. And she asks us once again for prayer, penance, and to pray the Holy Rosary. Remember that the triumph of Jesus will come through the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary. Get under her protective mantle. The Virgin Mary is the shortest, fastest, easiest, and safest way to reach our Lord Jesus Christ. And she has promised us in Fatima, "At last, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Russia will be converted and the world will be granted a period of peace." To those who discard the Virgin Mary from their spiritual life, saying that they respect her but do not love her, because she takes away the honor and glory due only to Jesus Christ, we could say that the Virgin Mary leads us to Jesus. She is the way to Jesus, the star that guides us to him. We reach Jesus more easily and quickly through the Virgin Mary. The Protestant theologian Max Thurian converted to Catholicism and ordained a priest in 1988 in Turin, Italy, said that without Mary, we will never reach the unity and fullness of Christ. The same can be said by many Protestant pastors, especially Anglicans, converted to the Catholic Church. In fact, there is no saint who has not been a devotee of the Virgin Mary. Without the Virgin Mary, we will not find Jesus completely, because our Lord Jesus and the Virgin Mary are inseparable. Unhappy are those who abandon Mary under the pretext of paying homage only to Jesus Christ, as if the two loves were opposed, as if the Son could be found in another way than with the Virgin Mary, his mother. Pope St. Pius X. Jesus could have come into the world without the need for a mother, but he wanted to have a mother like us and thus fully belong to the human family. And how Jesus loved his mother. Won't he be proud that we love her? Will Jesus feel jealous? Is God jealous that we love our own mothers? Do we take away love with that? Jesus loves his mother so much that in order to make her happy, he grants us everything we ask of him through her intercession, as happened in the case of the wedding at Cana. Ask the Virgin Mary for the virtue of purity so you can fight against so much impurity that surrounds us, especially through television. Don't watch shows that degrade you as a human being. May the Eucharist be your best food for your spiritual strengthening. Live in permanent contact with your friend, the Eucharistic Jesus. Go to Mass every day you can. Visit him, receive him in communion, and ask for forgiveness through confession. Do not forget that penance is important in life, so we don't allow ourselves to be dominated by the desire for pleasure and comfort that surrounds us. If you can, fast one day a week. And remember that you have a guardian angel. And there are millions of angels and saints who will help you as you invoke them. Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, are counting on you, and they need you for the great task of saving the world. Do not forget it and give the best of yourself. Do not be afraid. With Jesus and Mary, victory is assured, because whatever happens, you are in the hands of your Father God. The Virgin Mary is the most beautiful flower of humanity, purer and more beautiful than seraphim. She is the most holy mother that has lived on this earth. The Virgin Mary is the star that leads us to Jesus. In temptations, look at the star, invoke Mary. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our mother. Amen.